Once the Dalai Lama said, and there's a bumper sticker. In fact, it's one bumper sticker that if I used bumper stickers, I might put it on. Said, kindness is my religion. Moksha, liberation. Can be viewed in two ways. Moksha, from the standpoint of you, your being, just let your body relax, your mind relax, and just gently turn your attention to your own presence. Your own being. From the standpoint of your being, there is no bondage or liberation. Because your nature, the nature of yourself, is ever liberated. Liberated, we can view in two ways. One is complete cessation of any dukkha, of any pain. By nature, your being is free of pain. But your nature is also ananda. Means your being, so let your body relax, gently focus on your own presence. Your being is the very love, the very wholeness that you're trying to attain in your life. That is the underlying pravritti, the underlying motivation of all your behavior, of all of your raga and dvesha. Just relax and gently allow your body and mind just to simply be as they are, giving them freedom, to be, giving them their own space, to be as they are. Just gently focus on your own being. Moksha, from the standpoint of you, is the timeless, changeless sanctuary. Your being is what you see. From the standpoint of yourself, moksha is the recognition that I am ever free. I am what I see. Moksha, from the standpoint of your mind, is the mind's abiding recognition of that fact. The natural vairagya, or freedom, from raga dvesha. From your likes and dislikes. In the full sense of the term, I need this to be happy, I have to get rid of this to be happy. The raga dvesha. And just become nitya. The mind's owning up of my knowledge. Which changes naturally the pursuit of the mind. The values of the mind. That change in values is an issue in my sadhana, and in the end, just what is natural to someone who has knowledge. Let my greatest sadhana be that abhayam. Another way of being free from fear. That no being should be afraid of me, nor I afraid of any being. So let my greatest sadhana be one of kindness and patience. Because that is the natural behavior of the mind for one who has knowledge. What is natural to the jnani is a sadhana to the one who is maturing into their knowledge. Swamiji was the embodiment of kindness and patience. It was natural to him and a beautiful expression of your own nature. Shraddha in Ishwara that wholehearted devotion to Ishwara. In light of my knowledge that in truth I am Ishwara, I have the freedom my mind has the freedom to enjoy fully the phala or the fruit of this knowledge. Overarching word for Dharma is ahimsa, non-injury. Kindness is the positive way of talking about ahimsa.